When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Test, test, test. Mic one. Kelsey's mic. How we doing here? Sounds good? All right, good. Oh, my God. Zach, are you okay, man?
You okay?
Yeah. I'm concerned because this is a 12-pack of White Claw, and you've made a pretty good dent. How many have you had?
How many did you have?
None. And I think Cody and Kelsey are going to be here pretty soon. We should probably wrap this up.
What does Kelsey have that I don't have, dude?
Oh, I don't have time to explain that. Let's get you out of here.
What's up? What's going on? What the hell is this?
Bossman.
What the hell is this?
Bossman.
Hey. You guys getting hammered? Well, I don't really trust him to run the console anymore. He's had fucking 12 White Claws.
God, fucking stinks over here, dude. How long you been sitting here for?
Sorry. Sorry.
What went on this week?
Was that? This is so cool.
So this is Taco Tuesday Girl.
Hey, I know her. This is not boring. I agree with that.
My
long form unedited conversation. I love it. Love it.
Does anybody actually want some claws? We have a few left.
Yes.
No, yeah, I think we're all set. Yeah, actually, Kelsey wants one.
Kelsey wants one.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
I think we have watermelon left.
I don't actually want one. I wish. I can't drink one.
Oh, you don't actually?
No.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. No, that's cool. I was going to do one with
Cody,
you.
He was totally cracking cool. One open for me.
Yeah, White Claw.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
I think we just have watermelon. Kenny. You not told
Kelsey
Kenny?
What?
We should, yeah. Maybe.
What?
I don't think Kenny knows.
He doesn't.
She's pregnant.
What the fuck?
What? I didn't tell you?
No.
No. Oh, my God. Congratulations.
I don't think Zach knew either.
Dude, what?
We're having a baby.
I could have sworn when I told you and you that he was there too.
He wasn't there. I asked you if Kenny knew.
I was like, yeah, I told him.
Holy shit. So no watermelon claw.
Thank you.
You should have been like, yeah, no, I know.
No, I know. I know.
Kenny's like, no, I just wanted to know if you wanted a White Claw.
Dude, let's fucking go.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Aw, yay.
Woo.
Okay. You guys both didn't know, right? No. Yeah, I didn't think so. Well, now we do.
And welcome back to Insanely Chill. It's cool, Cody, today. No, I'm kidding. It's normal, Cody.
Thank God.
Thanks for tuning back into another episode of the show. As always, if you like it, go ahead and give us a little review, subscribe on Spotify, and like this video on YouTube as well, too. Today, I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Kelsey.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm so happy to be back. It feels like it's been a minute.
Yeah, it has been. It's been like over a month.
Yeah.
A couple months, maybe.
Yeah.
And I do want to say, before we get started, if anything funky happens with the audio or the visuals, it's Zach's fault. He is blacked out right now.
He's wasted right
now.
He
is completely, fully torqued.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in, like, an erection way.
Ew,
I mean, we don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe, he could be. I mean,
maybe that, too.
He Zach could is be drunk and horny.
He's bricked up back there.
We should do a drunk
episode. Actually, he's passed out, actually. Yeah. Imagine she's just like on the...
There's a million F's on the dock.
I heard Kelsey say she wants to do a drunk
episode. I did. I think we should.
Yeah, I think I'm down.
We definitely should. That would be fun.
I'm down. I'm definitely down.
Okay.
When?
One day. One day when the time feels right.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, but you can't rush anything. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Maybe in a number of months.
Okay, stop.
We can cut this out if we haven't told people by now. Before we get started on this stuff, I do want to have a little post-mortem on the Jeremy Fragrance episode, because that was one of the wildest podcast episodes I've ever done. Did you watch any of it?
I didn't. Sorry. But I do wish I was there. Like, I kind of wish I was there for that one. Like, I wish I was doing the episode with you.
I wish you were there too, honestly. It was preposterous.
It seemed, I mean, from what I heard, like, because I heard you, like, listening to some of it or watching some of it, and I was like, is he singing? Like, there was, like, points where I was like, what is this?
The thing is, like, I think a certain percentage of it is the language barrier, I think. And I got some comments that were like that, too. It was like, this guy is just, people are just making fun of him because he can't really speak English.
Okay.
But, and I think that is, to some degree, like, a little bit of that, like, his character, I guess, or his personality is lost in the language barrier. But I think he's also just so absurd. Like, half of it is that he's just, like, legitimately crazy. Not crazy, but, like, absurd.
He's like, just a fun guy. I think he's kind of fun and silly.
No, but then when you listen to it, he's also kind of, like, philosophical.
Yeah. Maybe he's onto something.
I do see German people in the comments being like, no, he rambles like this in German, too. So it's not, it's a little bit of a language barrier, but he's also just, like, someone who just doesn't know. He doesn't have a filter, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
I also saw a lot of comments, because he made that comment or that statement that he was like, I'm one of the most famous people in Germany. And there, a lot of Germans are like, that is not true at all.
Yeah, like, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Really?
He's not even close.
Aw.
So I think there is a little bit of an ego there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wonder what he goes home and like is like just when it's just him.
What do you mean?
What's he like?
When he's by himself?
Yeah.
I bet he's the same.
Like I was going to say, I think it's the same thing. Yeah. He's the same way.
Like some of the stuff he said about like positive self-talk and positive reinforcement, like I kind of understood. I mean, I definitely understood it, but I think he really does that when he's by himself. He like looks in the mirror and goes like, I'm the best.
Okay. Yeah.
Power.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say loud. My favorite part, which didn't show on camera, was that we have a curtain right here off camera, and usually I'll greet the guest and be like, hey, how you doing, thanks for coming, like you'll be seated here and like let me know if you need water or anything. I was dressed like Jeremy and I was kind of nervous about like being confronted about that like
so
he was
funny.
Thanks. Yeah, but he came through and I'm unbuttoned. I'm like, hey, Jeremy. And I go to stick out my hand and he blows right by me. And he's mid TikTok. So he blows by me and goes, oh, what's up? I am here with Cody. And just completely blew me off. And I was like, oh,
Kenny,
all right,
like, before
I guess
the show was like, I'm thinking it would be a funny bit if I dressed like
right,
that.
Right.
And we were
I
both
remember.
Like, oh, man, that's like, that you might offend him. So we went back and forth. Like, we thought a lot about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, we put some actual thinking time and effort into this. Yeah. And we were like, I think it'll be funny.
Okay.
I think he'll appreciate it. I think he's in on the joke a little bit.
Yeah.
So he'll appreciate it. He's like, okay. So then, you know, I get to the studio and he's wearing like a white button-up shirt that's like way too buttoned. Like eventually it was fully open.
Fully open. Gold chain.
But it was like, I think when I got here, it was like down to the middle maybe. And you had a gold chain and your hair was slicked back. And I was like, that's fucking hilarious. He's going to find that so funny. So we're like sitting here anticipating like this first little bit.
Yeah.
And yeah, Jeremy walks in, just blows, doesn't even look at him. Does not give him, doesn't say a single word to Kenny.
That is so sad. Like, how did that make you feel?
Hey, Jeremy, good to see.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Like, I think like it was like 10 minutes into the episode before Jeremy realized there was people sitting over there.
Yeah.
That's how little he looked at them.
Oh my God, that's so
And I remember
sad.
Like he just blew right by and was like, yeah, same. Like just was already recording a TikTok. And I looked at Kenny, and I was, I was like, ah, fuck, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, what were your thoughts? Did you feel weird? Did you feel kind of like disappointed? What were you feeling in that moment that he didn't even acknowledge the effort that you put into your look?
It was weird at first because I was like, oh man, this is going to go really well or really badly.
Yeah.
And the fact that he never acknowledged it, even like I shook his hand after he shook Ryan's hand and he just, it completely went over his head.
Right.
And I think I'm just most disappointed that I was hoping for one or the other and to get no reaction was kind of, I felt like I got edged over here by Jeremy, you know?
And then like eventually your shirt was entirely open.
Yeah.
But we still never acknowledged it.
It's so actually.
Like everyone, like people in the comments were like, I saw a couple people that were like, why is Kenny's shirt open? Like nobody understood the bit.
Yeah, they thought it was just a slob.
Because we never acknowledged it in the beginning or ever.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was really funny. And he gifted us a lot of products.
I want some.
And
two behind
they're,
you.
They're around.
Oh, yeah, they're on the shelf. Yeah.
There you go. Do you want date or office? Well, they're for two different occasions.
Can I smell them both?
Sure, yeah.
You grab them for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you more in the mood to go on a date right now or to be in the office?
I do feel like I'm kind of on a date, just like you guys are all watching it.
No, that one's for when you're eating dates. Ooh. That's something we clarified with
that.
That
smells really good.
They're good. They're actually good.
It smells great.
Yeah. Like that, I feel like they look kind of, like I feel like he was going for minimal, but it ends up looking a little bit cheap.
Yeah.
But
I
he
love
was
that.
Like, yeah, these were like formulated by the guy who did like the... Aqua de Joe, whatever. But the funniest part is that we put the episode up and I was like, this is going to, well, I was like thinking that we just drop it on people, like surprise them, right? Because he's never in anyone else's videos. He just does his own shit.
Yeah.
And people are like, who is this like enigma? He's like some dude from a faraway land that we all kind of like laugh at on our phones.
Okay.
And nobody knew that he was in America.
Do you still have the voicemail?
I do, yeah.
We should play it.
Oh, should I play it?
We should play that.
So I was like, this is gonna be great.
This you showed me, I think.
Here. Hold on, one second.
Hello, Cody. This is Jeremy Fragrance. Jeremy Fragrance is here. Hello. And I was just in Venice Beach, and I stay at my friend's place in Malibu until July 20th. And if you want, we can meet. And that's the message I wanted to tell you. Bye, Cody.
That's the best way to sign off a voicemail.
Yeah.
And that's the message I wanted to tell you.
That's the message I wanted to tell you.
I feel like I've left so many voicemails that end like that. I just start rambling and I'm like, anyway, like, so that's kind of all I was calling for, I guess. Like every time.
Yeah, it is pretty tempting to like end a sentence with and.
Yeah.
But then you have to add on to it.
You always feel like there's more to say, and, especially in a voicemail.
I got nothing else, actually. So.
Yeah. Like when you're leaving a voicemail and you're just like, you're left
like,
to your own
devices. There's
got to
be more info I could leave you. Like, well, actually, there's none.
Yeah, and so he was
pretty clear. That's the message I wanted to send you.
That's actually the message I wanted to say, so.
We'll stop.
Yeah.
We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill, you get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes. So he sends me that voicemail. I was like, oh my God, perfect. Let's get him to do the podcast. We'll just drop it on people. It'll be crazy. And then he walks in already filming a TikTok and then sits down and like ends it and I think posts it like right there. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that just ruined the whole fucking thing.
He's real. Yeah. He's real. He's not about clickbaits and drops. He's just a real guy.
I know. He's just about the moment. He lives in the moment.
Mm-hmm. That should be his next
But the funniest part actually, no, is so we put this episode up and I'm like, people are going to love this. They're probably going to want to watch the whole thing because, like, you know, to see if he does or says anything crazy. Usually, like, the average view duration that YouTube tells me about a podcast episode is about 30 minutes. Like 25 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
On an hour-long episode, the average time that people watch ends up being that much.
Okay.
His is, like, 10 minutes.
Really?
His episode, yeah. Because I think people just clicked on and they were like, I can't handle this. And they clicked off.
Aww. I'm going to go watch the entire thing.
Yeah, you should jack up that.
I want to. I fucking
need that.
Yeah, I will.
So many
jack
people
that shit up.
So many people were like, "Hey, this is great. Not watching it, but way to
yeah,
go."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, wow, can't believe you did this.
Not gonna tune in, but good work.
I watched the intro. Crazy shit, man.
Why is Kenny naked?
Yeah. Why does that dude have an open shirt? Weird. And then I tried to say this in the show. But he didn't let me because he just like would go on like some like monologue. But I saw him before, just coincidentally, I pulled up at the same restaurant that he was at. And I was like, dude. And he was like, and I was like, it's Cody. You're about to do my podcast in an hour? And he was like, oh, wow. You're very handsome in person. And I was like, stop, man. Me? God. I'm blushing. Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Knock it off, dude.
Stop
Have
it.
You talked
Jeremy?
To him since?
And you fucking smell super good in person, too. Sorry.
Have you talked to him since?
No. He hasn't hit me up. I haven't gotten one voicemail from him.
You should leave him one now.
I should, actually.
Yeah, just let him know you're thinking about
him.
Should
I call him right now?
Yeah.
No, what if he answers? Yeah.
I know, what if he answers, and then I'm like, hey, so...
He won't stop talking.
And that's the message that I wanted to... Thanks again for doing the episode, man, and that's the phone call.
No, don't call him. I'm nervous.
So anyways, that's the postmortem. I was gonna have him like come to my place and do like a video for my main channel.
Yeah.
But then after that, I was like, oh, man, he really wanted to dip after 40 minutes. He was like, are we done? And I was like, do you know what a podcast is, dude? You've listened to one, right? Like, it's usually an hour. And then after that, I was like, it'd be kind of weird if he came over to the place. And
I would have loved to meet him.
He's a nice guy. I like him. So, yeah, maybe we'll do a follow-up episode or something.
That'd be fun.
Anyways, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
What's
it's been
new?
So long since we've talked.
I know, right?
What's going on? What do you want to chat about?
Well, I'm leaving on Sunday.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm
Where
doing
are you going?
The John Muir Trail.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? That's crazy.
It's a 5-day hike with my parents. That's what it says right there, yeah. Just reading off the doc.
Are you doing the entire thing
no,
in five
no,
days?
No, okay. It's not 213 miles.
Okay.
It's like it's like 60 or something like that.
Got it.
So I don't know like what segment we're doing, but it's I think we start on Monday and we end on Friday, I think. And I think I'm pretty sure the last day we summit Mount Whitney and then come back down, which is 9,000 feet of downward elevation.
I thought you
lost
home on Friday.
If we descend in one day, then I can just drive home right after.
We descend together.
We descend together, exactly.
Wow.
What day is the concert?
Saturday.
Yeah, I come home on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just like really need you to be like energized for the concert.
I'm going to feel good. Okay. I'm not even going to shower. Five days
I mean, that's
on
honestly,
the trail,
I don't really
camping.
Care. As long as you're in a good mood and you enjoy the whole concert, you can show up however you want.
Babe, I'm going to enjoy the concert.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not going to be sitting there like.
You're not going to do Gracie Abrams concert vibes.
I eventually enjoyed that one.
That's literally what you look
but
like.
I, no,
at the
I was,
Gracie
I was, I ruined that one for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad that you can acknowledge that. Yes, you
not
did.
Not all of it. I mean, into it by the end.
She put on a good show. So regardless, like I got to watch a good show.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
You did ruin it.
And we are going with a lot of friends, all of which love Taylor Swift.
It's
so
that's
I'm
actually
just
what's
like
making me the most
ancillary
nervous.
Part of this.
No,
I'm
no,
on
no.
the outskirts.
You're like
I'll be at the side of the box.
The thing
like,
the thing for me is making like the amount of people that we're going with is actually making me like quite nervous for the whole thing.
Why?
Because to me it's like this is a big deal for me and this is like a big this is big for me and like I kind of just, I just want to be in like Kelsey land, and I don't want someone, I don't want to be like watching a song, because I have so many moments that I'm excited
for.
Oh
yeah, and someone's like,
I don't want to be watching
a
song.
Do you like this song?
And someone comes over and they're like, oh my God, by the way, blah, 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 and it's like.
You're like, cool.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Right.
And I like everyone that we're going with.
Yeah, right.
But I just, I mean, I, like, I, we need to be like off to the side.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to also be like crying and stuff. Like they don't, it's like really embarrassing. They don't need to see that.
You're going
to
be with Elizabeth.
Yeah.
It's going to be the two of you.
Yes.
And you guys will be in Kelsey and Elizabeth land.
That's a fun place to
be. I'll
be
with Adam on the side.
That's a fun place to be. And we'll be in Cody and Adam. No, that Kelsey and Elizabeth land is fun. But you're right. But there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's just going to be difficult.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be great. I'm just kind of nervous.
I'm going to have a good time. You're not even going to know that I'm there.
Okay, but if you see someone like talking to me.
Tackle them.
I need you to come over and be like, not right now.
Hey, get the fuck away from her.
She's trying to enjoy the Taylor Swift concert.
Do you know what this song means to her? Yeah, so you got to be on the lookout for like a chirper.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
No worries.
Like my bodyguard.
Got you. Yeah.
Thank you. Not right now, man.
Sorry, she's busy. No photos, please. Yeah, but I'm excited. I'm excited for the hike.
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
I'm really excited. So I've been training this week. I've been, we have to like bring all of our camping gear and all of our food and water in a pack. So it's going to start at like, the backpacks are probably going to weigh around like 35 to 40 pounds. And so I, in order to like train for that, I've been like hiking a lot this week with my pack on. And I just put a 25 pound dumbbell in there. To like give it some weight. And so I go out with Matt yesterday on the trail. And we're like halfway up, like we're an hour into the hike. And it's like already super hot because it's just been fucking hot here. And he's like, do you have any water in there? And I'm like, no, I don't.
Oh my God.
I was like, I have a 25 pound dumbbell. Do you want to do some curls? But I have no water. And I had a bunch of like dried food. Like mountain meals, like cheddar mac and cheese that's dehydrated. So you can't even eat it unless you have water.
Like, oh,
eat this, like,
my God.
Mac and cheese dust that I have. And I got a dumbbell, but I have zero water. So that was kind of funny. But it's just been a bitch lugging this thing up the mountain. Like I'm sore in the weirdest places.
Like where?
Like my ass and like my lower back.
Booty burn. Going up that mountain.
I'm gonna have a wagon on me.
Yeah. It's awesome.
You're gonna see that at the Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be swinging that thing around.
Mm-hmm. Caked up.
Be like, when did Cody get a wagon?
Whoa. Yep, that's gonna be the case. That's everybody's
be like,
gonna
last
be looking
week,
at.
Yeah. 35 pound pack.
Powdered
whole week
and
on
cheese.
The trail.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah,
that's the Mount Whitney wagon.
So yeah, that's been what I've been training a lot actually.
Are you nervous, excited? What are you expecting to come from this?
Nah, it's just like I'm pumped. It's gonna be beautiful. Apparently it's one of the most beautiful trails that you can hike.
Where
like in the world.
In a tent?
In a tent, yeah. With a little mat.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What?
You're going to be so uncomfortable.
I don't mind it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
He doesn't mind it. He asks hotels for extra blankets because he needs a weighted blanket, but he doesn't mind his mat.
I feel like Cody and I have the same sleeping habits because he got me turned on to 8 sleep and like I'm an awful sleeper and I've heard you're the same.
He's just a high maintenance sleeper.
Yeah. Same.
Well, no, but I've made myself a high maintenance sleeper.
Yeah. But you are
I never
one.
Used to be. Like, I could sleep in hostels. I had a sleeping bag. I was like, I would camp all the time.
Okay. I'm just saying now that you've made yourself a high
I know. I'm saying.
Tough.
Like, so, but since then, you know, I got a little bit of money, bought some nice stuff.
Yeah.
To sleep with.
Weighted blanket.
Weighted blanket. 8 sleep.
Where's my eye mask?
A cotton sleep mask.
That's what I hear every night before we go to bed. Every single night.
Because it's always not.
Good night.
Where
it needs to be. From I'm in the bathroom, like, but. Doing my skincare and I
because like no no okay wait. Wait let me fucking
where's
explain.
My eye mask
let me explain
cousin
wait do you have a weighted blanket
no but I have earplugs eye mask sound machine fan
yeah I got the sound machine too
yeah
but
It used to be on my side. It trickled its way over to Cody's side somehow, and now it's...
Who did that? I don't know. We'll never know. The worst thing is when you get under the weighted blanket and then you realize you forgot something. Like, for example, my mask, which I need.
He needs.
So, but I'm already under this fucking 20-pound, like, comfort, just pillow bliss. Mm-hmm. And I got to peel it back off.
Yeah.
And so that's why And go get the mask.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fucking spoiled. I suck.
They don't have any of that stuff on the John Muir Trail, by the way. So
you should bring your eye mask.
That's going to be a lot of the weight in my pack is the blanket. 15
you should
to
bring
20
your
pounds.
Eye mask, though. Seriously, don't forget it.
Yeah, I will.
I've gotten Cody a lot of nice gifts in our relationship. And the one that is his favorite is the $14 eye mask I got him from Amazon.
I love that thing.
I just keep replacing one of those ones it. And every time I get him a new one, it's like Christmas all over again.
It's like this big and it wraps around your whole face and then Velcros in the back. Mm-hmm. So it's like it could be broad daylight, windows all the way open, no shades down, and it's pitch black in that bitch.
Except it's funny because you still can see my phone screen light, apparently, because I get yelled at.
No, I don't see that anymore. Yeah, I used to.
You say that still.
No, I used to.
Remember
I don't
this?
Anymore.
Remember this? Nails.
Yeah.
When I used to have like acrylics on, I was like, I would be scrolling.
I mean, that is like
phone.
The most
No, I know, it's annoying, but I wouldn't think about it, and so I'd be scrolling, and no,
it's
it
so
was
hard
just
to
this. It was just this.
Sound.
No, I wouldn't be typing. I would just be going like this. Yeah. And then he'd go like this.
Nails.
Nails.
And then it's like this.
Nails.
And then it's like this. Oh, sorry. And then.
No.
Nails. Sorry.
No. Sometimes I have to readjust, God forbid, because I have three animals on me. I'm uncomfortable as hell. Cody is blissfully sleeping. I'm like this every night. Like this. So uncomfortable. I say maybe I readjust a little bit. My nail taps the screen on accident. Nails. I'm like, I know. I need to fix myself sometimes. I know the nail hit the thing.
It's the worst sound in the world.
I know. It is annoying. It is.
It just hits a certain part of my brain.
I get it.
It's like, ow.
I don't have them anymore, so don't you worry.
Yeah. Speaking of our animals, we took them all to the vet yesterday.
All three of them.
At the same time.
It was so fun.
It was kind of fun. It was like a little family trip.
Yeah, it was a little bit. It was cute.
A little bit stressful.
Like,
get
them into the car. Like, pack them in. It was cute.
It was kind of cute. But the cats have never been to the vet before. So they had to get like vaccines. And they got their nails trimmed.
They've gotten spayed and neutered. And they got vaccines.
When they were like.
When they were kittens. Yeah. They haven't been. They're a year old now. So they haven't been like in a year. Or a little less.
And so one of our cats, Brisket, he's sort of grown out of it a little bit. He used to be way worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've said this before. But like anytime he smells anything. He's in the kitchen, on the counter, like. Like pawing at it, like trying to get some, and we're like, get the fuck, like it's impossible to cook with these cats around. And yesterday he got this like vaccine, and it was the first time that I've ever seen him like not, he was like really sick.
He wasn't feeling well. It was really
sad. And so
sad.
We kind of like, we would open food and be like, you're not gonna.
Yeah, we were like,
we kind of missed it.
And he was just
food,
like this.
Like we, like whenever we're feeding Chili, he's like trying to get in there.
Yeah. We let him lick the spoon after, like, he licks the spoon clean while Chili eats his food to distract him from eating Chili's food. And I was giving Chili his food, and Brisket was just like this on the floor. Just staring at me. He looked so sad. He looked just little sad eyes, and I felt really bad.
Yeah.
I almost cried.
So don't vaccinate your cats.
Stop. Did you feed Chili this morning? Did you not?
My boy hungry.
Right. Oh, Cody.
My boy hungry.
That's
something. That's so sad.
Realizing mid-podcast.
I was going to ask if Brisket was like more into the food this morning.
I don't know because I did not feed him.
Chili will eat.
But it's fine. Chili weighs like 2 pounds more than he did last time, and he hasn't grown any.
No, he's
you know what he's
all-
been doing? He's been getting in the cat's food.
Yeah, he gets a nice little chunk of the cat's food.
When we're not there, he hears that shit go off and he's like, oh, this is mine.
Yeah.
Out of the way.
Yeah, and they let him.
Yeah, and they do.
Yeah, but Brisket's feeling better. Chili had some like poop issues after his vaccine. The only one that could keep it together is Ham, the girl, because she's strong and she's a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there we have it.
Yeah, the guys were struggling.
The guys were, oh, everything was so hard for them.
We all three of us had diarrhea.
And Ham.
I was having some stomach issues last night.
You were.
Yeah, yeah. We went to Hatchet Hall. First of all, shout out Hatchet Hall.
You gotta let me know when you go to Hatchet Hall.
Favorite restaurant.
I know. We're so close.
Right there.
Okay, I'll text you next time.
Okay. we're
at Hatchet Hall.
That's so funny. Last night we were like, should we go to Hatchet Hall? And then Jill was like, nah, they don't have any reservations. But now that I know you guys were there, maybe I would have stopped by.
If you go right at 5, you can usually sneak in.
I think that's what we're doing tonight.
Because we had, when I proposed to her, we had like the post-engagement dinner there. And then the events manager, from then on, we're like friends with her now.
Yeah.
She's awesome. And so I can just email her and she'll, it's my first restaurant ever where like I have a plug.
You got an in.
And it's the best. So I will promote this place.
It's the best.
Forever because
it
of
is
that.
Really actually yeah. delicious. Yeah.
I mean, they don't need the promo anymore. They got a Michelin star.
Yeah, it's a really good restaurant. It's delicious. Yeah. But we did go there for dinner. And it. Cody has some tummy troubles most of the time. Today, yeah.
Walk us through it, man. What'd you have?
Like tummy troubles wise?
Yeah, I mean, because I love talking about food. So you want to know. Yeah.
Please, I also have tummy issues and I just feel like I could help maybe.
So. Oh, you want me to talk about the gas that I had?
No. Yeah. Oh, or I don't care about what you ate. I want to hear about your diarrhea. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, not as fun.
Why don't we go through what we ate?
But yeah. Okay. Let's talk.
We can go
ate.
Through what fun. We ate, and you can tell us what you think the culprit was.
Corn, yes.
Cornbread.
Okay.
You know that cornbread there.
I was gonna add
diarrhea.
Just got the
soaking
cornbread.
In
cornbread
honey and butter.
So smothered good. In butter.
Diarrhea.
That's it. You think, or should we keep going?
Keep going. But
dates.
Diarrhea.
Dates.
Okay. Yeah.
Dates.
That's a spray job.
You're gonna. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're gonna count all the things that give me diarrhea.
Two We're salads. Two for two.
Tally them up. That's fine.
Yeah. Salads.
Two salads.
Yeah,
that's a lot of fiber, but that's gonna be 3 for 3 on diarrhea.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. If it was one salad, probably not, but two.
Two. Creamed, lots of like vinaigrette.
Creamed corn.
Ooh.
What was the corn?
Creamed.
Creamed.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Yeah, that's true.
The spray meter is off the charts right now.
We're talking like heavy cream in this.
It was genuinely some of the best cream corn I've ever had in my
it
life.
It was
though.
So good.
It was so good.
These dates, though?
Yeah, I didn't have any dates.
I was actually thinking about Jeremy. I was like, this is Jeremy's ultimate advice right here.
Right.
They were soaked in honey and vinegar. So it had this sort of like sweet and salty sort of, so good.
Yeah.
They tasted like Gulab Jamuns, actually.
Really? Yeah,
a little
oh,
bit.
I'm sad I didn't have one.
I had duck breasts.
Yeah.
Just me.
Cody ordered duck breasts and it was just two girls and Cody and like one of us is a vegetarian and I don't eat duck. So Cody got the duck for himself. We were like ordering.
It's like on the other side of the table and I was like, you guys are not going to have
He's
the,
like, wait,
the duck, right?
Wait, nobody's eating the duck.
I'm just going to. Bring it over here.
Obviously, no one's eating the duck. You know I don't eat duck. And she just was talking about how she's vegetarian.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have it then. I guess.
I guess I got to do it. Don't want to be rude. You know, I got to eat all this. Jeez.
And then we had a meatloaf, which I did have some of that. Turkey meatloaf with mashed potatoes. That was good.
And then we had some dessert.
Brussels sprouts.
Yep.
That's yeah.
Which I actually don't. I think Brussels sprouts for me are the one thing that I just like, they never sit well with me. Mm. I'm always like burping them up for so long after.
Maybe that was the culprit.
Yeah, I don't know. Or
damn Brussels
sprouts.
What?
Could have been the s'mores pie.
Could have been that.
Definitely
could
have been the s'mores pie.
That was pretty rich.
Or the chocolate chip cookies.
Which weren't that good, actually, yesterday.
I ate like all of them.
Yeah.
I thought they were great.
Anyways, fantastic meal.
So good.
Absolutely amazing. Go there if you're in LA. It's
delish.
It's one of the best meals in the city.
It is tough because they don't take reservations, but they open right at 5. So before we knew that we could email this girl, we would go at 5 and we would sneak into a table a lot of the time. So you could try that.
Do that.
That's what we're doing tonight.
Do it.
Oh, do it.
Do it.
Oh,
do it.
Best.
Get the creamed corn.
Well, if you want diarrhea, get the creamed corn.
Gotta it's worth
it. Yeah.
It is. It is.
So what else we got? Aliens are real?
Do you want to cover this?
Cody doesn't want to cover it because he wouldn't even explain it to me because he doesn't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Because I don't like it.
I don't either.
What don't you like?
I also
about it?
I feel like when I saw like all the tweets about it and all the clips, like most of the general like reception was like, thank God this is happening. The people need answers. Like, we need to know what's going on. It's like, why?
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't. How the fuck? This is only going to change your life for the worse. Because this is a stress that you like didn't need to have. And what the fuck are you going to do about it? These random people that are like, thank God we know that there's like aliens out there. It's like, why? Why do you want to know?
Well,
all it is a danger to us. That's
is it?
Yes. What fucking like
but
life
what if they're
form
just living and we're living and we're not like they've been living there forever. We've been living here forever and like we're just neighbors and it's like totally like we're not going to interact.
Well, he said something a little bit like ominous.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that.
See, I didn't want to tell you it. Well,
I just, oh my God.
What?
It's like that meme. Do I have anything to worry about with the aliens?
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're fine. Okay, yay, heart.
Okay, yay, heart. That's I did the real life version of that.
You did.
You're like, what's going on with this alien stuff?
Yeah, I was
like,
don't
worry about
like,
it, babe.
Looked into
nothing
it
to worry about.
Yeah.
It. Like, okay, yay.
Actually, it was more like, I was like, what's going on? He was like, I don't want to talk about it. It really scares me. And I was like, okay, yay.
It's just like, I don't know why people think it's cool. I mean, it's,
I guess it is interesting. Cool, and I don't think that
it's
scary.
But it's like, I'm good. Like, I want to just, I would love to like live out the rest of my life just thinking that we're the only ones here.
What did he say that was ominous?
Because that's comforting.
What did he say that was ominous? That they want
nothing.
To come
he just
over,
he never like
that. That they're here.
No, they have. He confirmed that they have non-human life forms, mm-hmm. like they have bodies, and they're. He also confirmed that he knows the location of them. And then he was
like
"I've seen some.
They're alive."
What? No, didn't. But he did confirm that.
Why
what
can't
I,
we be friends with them?
Maybe we just like got to talk to them. You know.
I'm going to be a hippie when it comes to aliens. Peace and love.
Yeah.
And we're going to get through this together.
Yeah.
It's like Woodstock.
We're all in this universe together.
Yeah.
It's one universe.
It is. We should get along with aliens unless they come for chili.
Yeah. Then
they're going down.
Yeah.
Catch that smoke.
Yeah. If they try serving us cream of corn, we know they're not. They don't have good intentions.
Well, then were the aliens there last night?
They could have been.
Holy shit.
Actually, it's kind of coincidental that this comes out so close to the plane incident where she was like, that motherfucker's not real.
Whoa. Maybe.
Boom.
Maybe they're connected.
Holy shit. It's all adding up.
Well, the thing is that they are real. That's the whole point. That's why everyone's worried.
Well, she said, but she was saying that like that guy's not real, as in he's not human.
No, I think she was imagining. She wasn't saying he's not human. She was saying he's not actually here.
No, she like said, or
should we get her on?
I don't think I don't think anyone's like been able to contact her.
I'd probably go into hiding too.
Or she was kidnapped.
Or she was an alien.
Or she was an alien the whole time. Yeah. That could be crazy. That motherfucker's not real.
That's simply where I draw the line. They speak English. They speak English. They do not do that, whatever that was. They do. Or like, just not that. They can speak other stuff, just not that. I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that.
That's pretty good, right?
That's a good alien.
Good. Yeah. It's too good. It's Damn. Too good. I don't
Maybe
like it.
Maybe I'm an alien.
Ooh. See, don't start with that.
You married an alien?
Have you seen
Maybe that's why I'm like, don't pay any attention to this stuff. Just ignore this
Wait,
stuff.
That actually
It's not real.
Me.
What?
That.
You think I'm an alien?
Well, okay. You remember that trend that was going on TikTok where you're like, when it's like, I'm sitting with my husband or like my boyfriend of 5 years and all of a sudden I realize that he's a stranger and I actually don't know anything about him. Sometimes that like just like in my head, sometimes I'm like, what if Cody's a serial killer? just in and out really quickly because like I don't actually think that you are, but it's like, what if? Like I just married
you. I know, that's true. There is like a small chance that anyone you know really well is someone completely different.
I know.
Like for example...
No, we both know. We know who that would be out of our friends, right? Let's say it at the same time.
No, wait,
if one of our friends is an alien, it's obviously.
Okay, let me think. All right, 1, 2, 3,
Devin.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and I think he likes us, so we're fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He's on our team for sure. Like, we used to, like, I've probably said this before, but, like, I would walk in, like, we used to live with Devin, and I would walk into the living room, and he'd be, like, at the kitchen table with his foot up, digging, like, shit out of his toenails. Like, with one of those, like a nail clipper, but, like, the sharp part.
Is that alien behavior?
And then cut, yes. Because, like, that's so obviously against any, like, normal human etiquette.
Just
you don't do that shit in, like, the common area.
Yeah. He tries to test human boundaries.
Yeah.
he's a test.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I love him, but, yeah, there's some...
I love him, too.
There's some alien qualities.
He's my favorite alien.
Definitely.
Wow. So bad roommates are aliens is what we're getting at.
No, he was not a bad roommate.
No.
He was just an odd roommate.
He would leave forks hanging over the sink a lot. Like, I'm going to use this again, sort of. Like, oh, I've used this fork. I'm not going to put it in the sink because I intend to use it later. So he would leave it hanging over the sink. But then I'd come back in the kitchen, there'd be two. And be like, well, why didn't you use the first one? I thought that was the intention behind that.
And he's like,
yeah.
He's like,
we should get him on the podcast.
And we should.
And talk about when we lived together.
Yeah, we should.
That'd be fun.
I'm down. I had a podcast with him and Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Orange is the New County.
And Sam's been on Insanely Chill.
And
so it's time to get Dev on.
Yeah. I'm super
Orange
down.
Is the New County, huh?
Yeah. You didn't see that?
No.
I loved
okay,
it.
Okay, we did the podcast 3 times. Like, we stopped it and restarted it 3 separate times. And basically, the idea was that we watch all of Orange County, or oh, and, like, just review every single episode. And, like, when we started it, I would look at the views and I'd be like, oh, it's not really getting that many views. But when I look back, I was like, it was getting a fuck ton of views for a podcast.
Yeah.
We were getting, like, 150,000, like, an episode or something
damn.
Like that. Yeah, it was crazy. People liked it.
I think the three of
you. And then
we
shut it down.
I think the three of you should have a podcast.
It's hard to podcast with them.
I know.
Because I feel like they're, like quiet on camera.
Also, I can't give Cody another podcast.
Yeah, and they have real jobs.
I'll podcast with them.
Like, they're worried about, like, saying shit.
No, that totally makes sense. They do have, like, careers, so it makes sense. But it would be fun. We can have them on here.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
That's the plan. So, yeah, that's the alien. That's what I think about aliens right there.
That's.
Are you guys scared?
No, I don't think. I think if they were real, we'd have pictures by now. Everyone has a phone in their pocket that takes photos. We don't have a picture of aliens. No video of aliens.
Yeah, but what about these, like, little spaceships that are, like, traveling at Mach speed? It's like, how do you even get a photo of that? You could never.
I feel like we could.
So you're saying he's lying?
Yeah.
Under oath? You can't do that.
Yeah, no one's ever done that, dude.
No one's ever done that.
That would be so stupid.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's, like, some living organism light years away that's, like, some, it's, like, a living, but it's not, like, a green alien that's, like, ah, hey.
Yeah.
He's got 2 mouths using 2 forks.
Yeah. What the fuck is that? Yeah. Don't do that motion.
No, it's 2 forks. Well, it's an alien with 2 forks.
That's the 2 fork
just
action.
Using 2 forks.
One fork, 2 forks.
What'd you think about our, like, Rhett and Link appearance?
I thought it was fun.
It was fun.
I was just really awkward.
So was I. It was a pretty awkward
thing
just, to do.
I feel like I was...
It was pretty hard.
I was just not prepared. I was not prepared. I didn't actually know what to expect at all. Like, I went into it pretty blind. And I just, like, I get really uncomfortable when I have to, like... act like I'm not an actress.
Yeah, and they gave you a line,
and, like, so there I had to, like, say a specific line, and I had to, like, be a character, and for me that is, like, it makes me so uncomfortable. Like, I wasn't expecting that. Like, I thought I was going on as me, so I wasn't nervous. Like, if I come on here as me, I'm totally fine.
Yeah,
even you guys doing the, like, cold open made me so nervous. Like, I was like, you guys have to act. Like, if you came in, you were like, Kelsey, and then I want you to say this, I would have said, I can't do that. Like, it just makes me nervous.
Yeah, right.
So I just was nervous the whole time. And then, like, I couldn't do it. Like, I just felt so awkward. And then I felt really bad because I, like, wasn't committing.
Yeah.
And it's not because I didn't want to. It's just because I was really nervous.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because we didn't really do much research on the series.
They
got in contact with us and they were like, you want to be on like Mythical or something? And we were like, oh yeah, we like love Rhett and Link.
Yeah.
We met them a couple times, so it'd be like an honor.
Right.
And then they like pitched the game show and we were like, oh yeah, I thought it would just be like,
I thought it was going to be
something like at a desk
buzzer,
where we were like playing a game or something like that.
Yeah,
and then, like, we get there and they're like, okay, you got to dress up in these costumes. And they taught us this sport and we had to practice the sport.
It was like a guy who taught us the way to do it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
His
was, like,
job was like fish. Guy.
So we were like training in the green room for like an hour before we actually shot.
So it was like competition, which I hate, mixed with acting, which I hate. And I was like, just like, I was so nervous the entire time.
Yeah.
So I feel like I kind of just fucked
it
up.
Though. It was cool.
I mean, I loved being there. Like, it was awesome. And then there was a kid who I went to high school with, who I hadn't seen since high school, and he plays the game too. He works with them, I guess. And I didn't know this. And so we're like wrapping up and he's like, hey, Kelsey. And I was like, oh my God, Chase, I haven't seen you since I was 17. And it was crazy, but it was cool.
It was fun. It was cool to see Rhett and Link like do their thing together.
Yeah.
Like, cause even though like I think they were just like reading off a teleprompter or whatever, but then they were riffing and you could tell like they're just one of those, like they have a lot of chemistry, you know?
Yeah.
Which everyone knows, but it's just cool to see it in person. You're like, oh, these guys are fucking talented. Like,
yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, like even like the little bits I heard them do was like, okay, they got it. Like, they've been doing this for a while, A, and B, like, they totally just get like the flow back and forth.
Yeah, and it was just cool. Like, they have so many people working with them, and like, it was,
I didn't realize
the production,
like, how big,
like, it was just really cool to see. I was just
nervous. How big the company is. Like, I thought it was just good Mythical Morning or whatever, but it's like they have the cooking shows, they have like five different channels. Like, it's a big ass like production
company.
It's
amazing.
Yeah,
but yeah, I was nervous.
Yeah,
sounds similar to our situation here, TMG.
Yeah, very similar. Yeah,
it's very similar. We're very buttoned up here.
Very buttoned up.
As you know, as you saw earlier in the episode when we started,
we don't allow a lot of rules
around here.
No riffraff.
Yeah.
Zach,
he's fucking sleeping again. God damn it.
He finished off the 12 pack by now.
The second one.
Yeah.
No, he has a problem for real.
Should get him some help.
So what else? What else we got? I've done too many fucking podcasts in the last 2 weeks. I have nothing left to talk about.
My brother and I always tease my dad because we've been going to lunch every week.
Yeah.
And I guess my brother and my dad go to lunch every week because my brother works close to my parents' house. And so my brother and my dad get lunch. My mom and I have started crashing it because she's on her summer break. She's a teacher. Anyway, that was a lot of detail for you guys. But my brother always makes fun of my dad because like there will be 1 second of like no conversation and my dad goes, so what else? Every single time, so what else? What else? We're like, we don't know what else.
Yeah,
what else do you want to talk about?
Yeah,
what else for you? What
for
else
me right now?
Yeah,
nothing,
literally
I want to not talk. That's what I mean.
It's your job.
No, I know, but like I have a very short social battery, I've realized.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit gets depleted pretty quick.
Yeah,
yesterday I did, like, what did I do yesterday?
Been on My First Million.
Yeah, we did a podcast and then went out for dinner afterwards and had conversation for 2 straight hours.
Yeah.
And on the way home, it's really funny.
Like,
in silence.
Because Cody's like into it at the beginning of every time, like.
Every what?
Like, it, like a social setting.
Yeah.
Like, you were into it at the beginning. You're chatty.
Because I'm charged
blah, blah,
up.
Yeah, you're ready to go. And then I could just tell there was just a point where like me and her are fully immersed in conversation. You're like this.
Because that's when I get the notification that says reserve battery mode.
Like,
and so I switch to reserve.
Your eyes so that I can last, kind of are looking just
so that I can last a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But I have to like use that power.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I can just tell when the switch flips.
Yeah. When the switch flips. Yeah.
Yeah.
When the flip switches.
The switch flips.
Both. I guess both works.
Both. Oh my God, don't mansplain that to me.
No, that was more me figuring it out. I was mansplaining it to myself.
The switch flips. You would flip a switch.
Yeah. The flip switch. Yeah, that actually doesn't work.
It's the switch flips.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but switch flips makes more sense.
Well, Kenny's got this crow speaking Spanish. Oh, on the
this
back.
Is incredible. Wow, yeah. So,
what is it, Kenny?
Well, you know how birds
let's
are...
Let's go to a 10-minute clip.
let's cue up the 10-minute clip of a bird speaking. No. Let's pause. So this is just incredible. You know, birds are very intelligent.
Yes.
And you can train them to say just about anything. Like the, you know, parakeets, parrots.
Parrots.
Do they talk?
Parrots talk.
Parakeets.
No.
Parakeets.
Parrots talk. Parakeets don't usually say much.
A parakeet. Yes.
Right?
I don't know anymore.
It's not a parakeet.
Yes, it is. It's a parakeet.
It's not a parrot.
So now I am mansplaining. It's a parakeet.
It's not a parakeet.
It is.
You're making me like uncomfortable.
No, there are parrots and there are parakeets, which are smaller parrots.
You're lying. You're a liar. This is a thing
not
with grilled
lying.
Peds.
Grilled peds are a real thing. That's a vegetable. Peds.
Should we try to explain this?
There's something on the menu at Hatchet Hall called grilled peds and Barnett pork chop.
Okay. So
and Sam and I were there one time and we were like, what the fuck are grilled peds?
They just stopped.
And Kelsey
they
was like,
grilled peds, and they stopped reading.
Grilled peds, P-E-A-D-S.
Yeah, and they said, they read two words, and they said, what are grilled peds? And then they started laughing
about it. And I was like,
I think
it's a vegetable. And then Kelsey was like, it's peds and Barnett, that's the brand of pork
like,
chop.
That's
and we were like,
the farm where you get the pork chop, just
okay,
read the
babe.
Whole thing.
No, it's not, okay?
It's actually grilled peds.
It and obviously like, says grilled peds here.
Yeah. Peds are a vegetable.
And then we went to another
place.
And
it's a very rare vegetable, by the way. You actually don't find them on a menu very often, so when you do, you have to order them.
Right.
Especially when they're grilled.
Now it's a joke that grilled peds.
It's not a joke.
Sorry, it's a real thing that grilled peds exist. Even though at another restaurant, remember it said like burger, peds and Barnett burger.
Yeah, and we were like, peds on a burger? That sounds awesome.
I wonder if they grill them.
Yeah. No.
Are they grilled?
This is the
Excuse
same
me, are
thing.
Are the peds grilled?
This is the same. So it's a parakeet.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing.
I hate this. I hate this
zone. It's a difference in like...
I hate this part.
You don't pronounce the T. I do. But there is one in the word.
There's not one in the word.
Yes, there is.
It drives me insane. My brother used to do this shit to me all the time. Just he'd be like... Yes, and he would he knows that I'm right, but it's still to the like he'll just like really and it just drives me crazy.
Yeah,
or
right, you're definitely right.
I'll say something and I'm right, and then that we gets proven that I'm right, and he's like, see, I told you.
Oh, that one's bad. That's
every
bad.
Time.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So,
anyways,
so what about this raven? So this
don't worry about it.
This is a talking croat?
Yeah, so no, this is
it's not a croat. It's a raven.
So this is a very smart raven that can mimic speech, and this is incredible. A perfect Spanish accent right here. Check
Let's
this out.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Hola, mi chica. Hola. Hola.
Hola.
Hola, cariño.
Pause right there.
What?
How crazy
was
is that?
Was that real?
That was real.
Are you sure?
So for
that's real. Yeah. For people
like listening, that was
from hell.
Hola.
That was the raven that made that sound.
That was the raven. The raven.
Yeah. Stop.
But he went, hola.
He
hola.
Made that?
Play it again.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. This is real. This is getting a ton of traction on TikTok right now.
Hola. Hola.
Hola.
There's simply no way.
It's so guttural. But it gets even crazier. Hola. It gets even crazier. Check out what he says after this.
Niño, pero qué cosa más bonita. Ay, tan educada ella. Ay, qué chica.
Me gusta insanely chill.
Okay.
How fucking crazy is that? I'm always astonished by nature. Nature is just incredible, isn't it?
That got me good.
So wait, was none of that real?
No, it's all real. It's all real. How crazy. No, the first one was real. And then, I guess that's so crazy. I guess this Raven watches Insanely Chill. So
wow.
Shout
His
out to.
His accent got a little worse.
Yeah. His voice, like, wasn't as deep.
Me gusta Insanely Chill.
No, it was like, me gusta Insanely Chill. Me
yeah,
gusta.
It sounds like a guy who was at the breakfast table this morning with his girlfriend quickly recording this for our episode
play
this morning.
One more time.
Yeah. Ay, qué chica.
Me gusta Insanely Chill.
Wow.
She's like, what do you do again? Sorry.
Yeah.
Babe, shut the fuck up. I'm recording.
Shut up and eat your peds, all right?
She works in HR and she's like, I really need to get to work. So I'm like, yeah.
Me gusta Insanely Chill.
Me gusta.
Wait, are there more videos of this fucking thing?
Yeah.
Fucking
I don't.
Freak?
I don't have a link.
Stop.
But,
why does it sound like that, though? Like, why is its voice that
insanely chill?
Hola.
Like the hola was real. That was actually real.
I just don't understand how the voice is so deep.
Just click
like, what
another,
do their chirps,
another TikTok.
What do their chirps sound like?
I wish you could sort by most popular on TikTok.
Hola. Otro saludo.
Oh my gosh. I love him.
Yeah.
I want to sample
Why
that.
Why are his voices?
Oh, you should.
I should totally sample that.
Oh, yeah. That scares me more than aliens.
Why is it so deep?
Yeah, that's scary. Because
this could be a fucking alien.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how its voice is so deep. What do its chirps sound like?
Hola.
No.
Hola. Qué guapa esta chica. Hola. Hola.
That
okay, that
like
one
from
does.
A commercial, doesn't it?
But. How does he change his voice?
Yeah, that one has 58 million views right there.
58 million.
Oh my God.
Hola. Hola. Hola.
Hola.
Hola. A ver cómo dices tú. Hola.
Come on, make us some money. That's what he's saying. Come on.
Make us some money. Hola.
Let's get daddy some views, huh? Say hola again.
Wow.
He only says hola, though.
I mean, but he does it really well.
It's true.
How does his voice so deep?
I don't know. We should train.
Yeah, I didn't know they had that.
We should train Chili, yeah. Or we're actually getting some bunny rabbits. This is a new development. In the
You're getting bunny rabbits.
Yeah. Yes.
We're getting okay, outdoor. Here. So what was the line one called? We hit up this farm and we're like, what do you have rabbits? And they're like, yes, we have a bunch that are available for adoption or whatever. And these were like the four. I thought there was like one, you know, like breed of bunny, and it's just bunny,
right?
And she's like, "Here are the four breeds," and it's like these crazy names.
I'm looking.
One of them is like lion head rabbit or
here.
Something.
It's
pull up a picture of that fucking thing.
Lion head, yeah.
Lion head rabbit. Look at this little fucker. Click
How
that third
cute.
One. Look at the third one. Look at that guy.
That's so cool. Isn't it cute? Yeah, so we're going to get some rabbits for outside, but we have a little house for them and stuff, so they'll be safe in there, and we'll obviously still play with them, but they'll be mainly outdoor rabbits. We'll bring them inside sometimes.
So at that point, you'll have dogs, cats, chickens, rabbits.
Mm-hmm. Ducks are coming as well.
Ducks are coming. We're going to get ducks.
Yeah, it's a farm, actually, I like to call it.
We're going to get some alpacas.
I would actually love
that.
I'm gonna get one. I would love that. You could name just about any animal and I would be down. Like, give me anything.
But you're gonna wake up and it's gonna be inside the house.
That's fine.
And I'm gonna be like scratching its neck.
That's fine. I would love just about anything. Like, you know what we should do?
What?
A whole reptile.
No.
Section outside.
No, we tried. With Razor.
Oh,
it didn't.
Yeah.
I don't want to feed
what about
this
snakes?
Fucking thing crickets. I'm down. I mean, there's
snakes.
A lot of snakes by our place that we could just
We're
capture.
We're not going to capture
a wild
snake.
Why not? A wild rattler?
Because it doesn't want to be captured.
I don't think snakes that are in captivity want to be there either.
Well, we can take care of the ones that don't want to be. I don't know. Okay? I'm sure they don't. Do bunnies?
I'm out on reptiles, though.
Okay. What about a goat?
Yeah, I would do a goat for sure.
Me too.
Because then we could make our own goat milk because we love goat milk.
I don't want to milk
cheese.
It, though.
and goat skewers.
I do like goat. No.
What?
What was the last thing?
No.
Cheese. Goat cheese?
Yeah. Goat cheese, yeah. I thought there was one after that.
What about like lambs and sheep?
Yeah, we could like make our own wool jackets.
No, stop making things out of them.
Yeah, yeah,
would
exactly.
You do a pig?
Yeah.
Yes, I want a pig.
Yeah, Cody really, really wants a pig. Yeah. I would do a pig. Our place has like a pen.
For a pig. It's already built.
People who used to live there
had a pig.
Like a few people before us had a pig. And so
and
they
it was,
had
its
a,
name was Bacon Bits, which is kind of fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Right?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of fucked up?
That is kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to name ours Bacon Bits.
No, we'll name it. Well, no, ham's already used. We already used that one.
Yeah, but on a cat.
Yeah, pork.
And her full name, we'll
name
is
it
not
smoked
ham.
Smoked pork shoulder.
Yeah, pulled pork. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We could think of something good.
Oh, how about honey baked? Honey baked. Honey baked?
I like that.
Black Forest.
Boar's head.
Boar's head. Aww.
Low sodium.
Boar is kind of cute.
Name a pig boar.
What about Pumbaa?
We could do
that's
that.
That's cute as fuck.
Yeah. That is cute.
All right, guys. That's the show. Thanks for watching.
Okay.
It's Friday. I'm ready to not do a podcast anymore. So thank you for watching. As always, thank you. Please like this video on YouTube if you like the episode. Review us on Spotify. I said this at the beginning. Anything else? Any other housekeeping?
Follow our socials.
Follow our socials. Insanely Chill Pod.
Yep.
TikTok, Instagram.
While you're
actually,
at
the
it,
Instagram well, is over 10,000 followers now. The TikTok is almost at 100,000.
12,300 and TikTok's at 77,500.
Here we go.
Kenny's been killing it with the clips. So
while you're subscribing to things, go subscribe to Circle Time.
Yeah.
Yes, and Circle Time.
Thank
sorry.
You, Ryan.
Yeah. Brooke and Connor have a new channel. Go subscribe to Brooke and Connor's new channel.
Yeah.
TIT. Sure, guys. Just fucking plug away.
While we're doing plugs, Zach and Waleed have a new show.
Yeah, really.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Love you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Uh-oh.
Bye.
Cool Cody's back.
All right. Cool Cody.
Whoa.